Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. The Bible explains that living an upright life is a blessing. The first psalm goes into some detail. Psalm 1 reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The central question we could bring to this psalm is this: how do you get blessed? The answer, or the big idea, is simple. Blessing comes when, big idea here, when you get into God's Word. So let's begin by taking a closer look at Psalm 1. Recognize that the psalm is advising about lifestyle. Lifestyle that brings blessing. First thing, avoid bad company. Simply put, the blessed person is not where the bad guys are. He does not look for their advice. He does not hang around where they are. He stays away from their hangouts. When you stay away from trouble, it stays away from you. You don't find troublemakers seeking justice. It is straight shooters who seek justice. You don't find society's problems looking for righteousness and solutions to those problems. But you see God's people doing that. The troublemakers of the world just don't look for good things and good people. They avoid them like the plague. The psalmist explains in verse 1 and verse 5 of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Well, remember those Pharisees. They objected to Jesus Christ talking to those on the wrong path. But Jesus never took that path, did he? Wasn't Jesus always showing God's way, God's blessed way, the narrow road and not the wide one? The first point, being happy and content with our lot in life begins with avoiding bad company. But there's more to it than that. Isn't it really throwing in with God and following His way and not our own way? Is that really possible? How does a person do that? That gets us to the second point of this psalm and its advice. You look for reminders of God's word in your life. God's word is a light to my path. There is direction in God's word. We do not need a geosynchronous orbiting satellite to zero in on where we are in life. God's word tells us exactly where we are at. We get the direction we need from that word. Happiness, blessedness, is making the right turns on a long trip and getting where you need to be when you need to be there. There is delight in God's word because it lets us know where we are. It is good to have a handy reference book, a dictionary when you want to spell the word, a map when you find that you need the right road, a TV guide when you need to find the channel for the Auburn football game. The person that has God's word, the Bible, feels good because he or she has all that is needed any time in any place. If you don't have the Bible, it is more than being lost. Remember a strong wind and you had an important piece of paper in your hand and it got blown all over the place. Remember that? Without the Bible, we're like that. Not blown in a straight line, but being blown all over the place. The Bible can hold you tight in its safe hand. The ungodly can never have that assurance. We can trust God to hold us close because we can trust His Word. God loved us so much that He made that book into a person. That person was Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is God's Word made flesh and blood. The godly person thinks about God's Word and is blessed. The ungodly person loses it all because the love of God is not in his heart. Psalm 1 verses 2 and 4. But his, godly person, delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Jesus Christ always sought out his heavenly Father and always spent time with him. Our relationship to God is possible because Jesus Christ, God's own word made flesh, opens up the heart of God to us. Here's the point. A relationship with God begins with a relationship with His Word. Happiness and direction in life comes only through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. But can you really trust God's Word? How can we stay close to Christ in this world where there are so many different winds blowing in this life? Again, Psalm 1 has the answer. You stay solid in God's Word. When you stay in God's Word, you get nourished. All plant life needs water. Staying in God's Word is like a plant that is growing near a water source. When you stay in God's Word, you become fruitful. It is very hard for a plant to bear fruit. It takes extra effort, extra nutrition, extra nutrients from the soil for a plant to give you an apple or a banana or whatever fruit you're talking about. When you stay in God's Word, you have success. Success is not always what we anticipate. God's Word brings its own happiness. Another translation of this Hebrew word for blessedness. When you stay in God's Word, you have life, not death. Living has all kinds of problems in it. People often suffer and go through tragedies and heartaches. This psalm does not say those things will not be in a person's life. This psalm does say that those things will not dominate a person's life. Life's difficulties will be overcome by blessedness because of God's presence in that life. When you stay in God's Word, you have direction in God Himself. The world is amazed that God can have a place in your life. Today's lesson explains how this is possible using the image of a plant. Psalm 1 verses 3 and 6. He, the blessed person, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This psalm gives us our last point. It is something like this. There can be a lot of vacillation in life. We all know people who are blown this way and that way by the winds of the world. God's Word calls us to choose to hold on to the one thing in the hurricane that surrounds us, the Word of God, Jesus Christ. Maybe your life could use a few changes. Maybe you have gotten into some things that have drawn you away from God and His Word. Maybe Jesus Christ is not special in your life. Maybe you feel that God has not been in your life lately. This psalm is for you. It's good news. God hasn't walked away from you. You've walked away from Him. But God is as close as His Word, the Bible. Look to God's book for the Lord Jesus and get yourself right with the Lord. Don't let events or people in the world get in the way. That's what this psalm is all about. You are not the first one to get fooled by the world. People get fooled all the time. But the Bible clearly tells us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is the faithful one. Jesus turns no one away who wants to know Him and the truth. He will help you get back to God's blessedness for your life.
As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. Have you got a child going into the first to sixth grades? We will have a day camp Bible school running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon the week of June 14 through 19. Give us a call at 945-1076 for information. We are limited to only 50 children, so first registered, first enrolled. God bless you.
Have you got a Bible?
No?
Give us a call at 945-1076 for a complimentary paperback New King James Version Bible.
Have you had the opportunity to bless a child in India or in Baldwin County? Zion Lutheran Church understands that the Holy Spirit brings people together within the body of Christ to accomplish His will. We have two mission projects that perhaps the Holy Spirit might plant on your heart. The first project relates to the Dalit children in Cherala. We used to call the Dalit people people the untouchables. Children are the hope of the Indian church in many ways, but the Dalits are out of the education loop in India. St. Paul's Lutheran Public School in Charala, Andhra Pradesh, India, can use our help for Dalit education. The second potential project relates to you if you live north of I-10 and south of I-65 in Baldwin County. We at Zion believe that the Lord wants to establish a Lutheran fellowship in this area. If the Lord lays the needs of the Dalit children on your heart, or if you desire to be part of a Lutheran fellowship in North Baldwin, please call us at 945-5209.